Is the church here today? Good morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord, right? David said, I was glad when they said, right? All right. It's good to be here today to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth. Again, I want to reiterate the wonderful time we had on yesterday. And it's good to have faithful brethren, amen, that you can love and trust, amen. Amen. That we can encourage one another, amen. Pray for one another, amen, and be there when we need one another, amen. That's a blessing, and I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it, amen. All right, we got our accountability sheets here. Anybody like to have one for this week, and we're going to give them to you. Hope you brought your sheet with your 20 questions on it and have answered all the questions. All right. And then we got the book of Deuteronomy. All right? Question. Have you did Genesis? Have you did Exodus? Have you did Leviticus? Before we go to Deuteronomy. All right. We won't get too far behind. Kind of be like exponents. I still ain't figure what Y plus mean. But I'm going to get it one day. I promise you I will. Finally figure out what the left and the right side may mean. But it's getting there. All right. Thank my Sister Tigney, which she tutored me. But I can get John permission for that. All right. So we're going to pass this around, Deuteronomy. Okay? And that's Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy. All right. We're going to pass that around to you. Amen. All right. And I got my 20 questions here. Hope you got yours. Hope you brought them. Y'all want me to postpone it to next week? Huh? Don't do it today. Wait till next week. I'll give you another week. But you're going to lose 50 points. I'm just joking. I get so sick and tired of hearing that. You're going to lose 50 points. All right. Do anyone need a sheet? Do everyone get one? If you need one, we'll give you one. Okay? Okay, here one. All right, yeah. I got one. We got to make some. Hold on, we're gonna get some made, and we'll make them. How many gonna need one? Raise your hand. One, two. Everybody got a sheet? 20 questions. And what we'll do? They say hold off the next week. And I'll do that, all right? But we don't want to get too far behind, okay? All right. And the reason why I'm saying that, I'm not trying to be facetious. Let me tell you something. If you're going to grow in the grace and knowledge, Philippians 2:12, if you're going to study to show yourself approved, then you can rightly divide God's word. That's some basic things you just got to know. I'm telling you, if you don't know these things, if you don't understand anything, the Bible's not going to have no spiritual application to you. It's just not going to be able to help you because you're not going to have the proper ingredients that will give your frame of mind what you need to make that transformation of Romans 12:2. Because, see, faith is substance, right? Substance means that it got to be something there, right? Then 1 Corinthians 6:19 through Colossians 3:16, we got to let the word of Christ dwell in us, right? The only way we're going to get it through study. See, y'all need to be writing this down because, see, this is the spiritual equation in order to grow. And see, most folks don't do that. Most folks don't teach that. And the reason why is because they may understand it, but they're not concerned with you understanding it. So you got to understand these things so that when somebody asks you 66 books, Old Testament, New Testament, divisions, and like he went over there to John 4:24, right? And he talked about Messiah. He talked about that word Messiah. Well, he talked about, well, it's only mentioned in the first five books, the Pentateuch. So if you don't understand what the Pentateuch and the law was in relationship to what he's saying in John 4:24, and tie it in, that's one of the questions here, to the messianic prophecy of Genesis 3:15, Genesis 12:1, or Galatians 4:4, see, in relationship even to the Gentiles, John 4 and 24, in relationship to understanding this here, you're not going to be able to write the divine God's word because there's no substance. And guess what, brother? If you don't have no substance, see, you're not going to be able to perfect. When you're not able to perfect, you're not going to be able to obey God's word. It's just not going to happen. Because how are you going to obey God's word if it's not nothing there to obey God's word with? You understand what I'm saying? Because if there ain't nothing there to obey God's word with, it's not going to happen. So when I do these little things like this here, I'm not trying to be a teacher to you because I'm working on my salvation too. Amen. And we're encouraging one another, but we use these A's. These are number A's. Amen. To reinforce what we already have done. Okay, and that's the reason why a lot of times you see me repetitious, right? I know some of you have noticed that and say, well, when are you going to quit saying that? Well, we're going to keep on saying that over and over and over and over again, because what? That devil still is a roaring lion, amen. He's still seeking who he made a vow, amen. Just because today's Sunday, no, he ain't going to let up today, right? He's going to even work on us today, am I right? See, some of you are already saying, we already made the announcement that we're going to Oak Mountain today at 5 o'clock. Some of you already said, well, I ain't going. So you already closed that door. See, you already closed that door. See, you already said you weren't going. And like some people said yesterday, well, I ain't going to church. I said, how can you say that Sunday you ain't got here? How can you say that? See, you might not even wake up in the morning to go. Amen. So you're going to say already what you ain't going to do, and that's not going to even be here. See, when you make those kind of remarks, as a man thinks in his heart, so be he, right? You're playing in the devil's hand, am I right? See, well, why would you make that statement? Because your mind just have not comprehended. Your mind just have not understood the importance of what we're saying. See, in relationship. Now, if somebody would say to you, well, be at the Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center, everybody gonna get be there, gonna get $1,000. Well, you don't think twice about that. See, you'll walk from wherever you live to get there. I'll be trying to get you a ride, or whatever it may be. See, that's the point that we're trying to say. So we'll hold off on that till next week. And I'm going to put this back in my bag so I won't lose it. But we just need two copies, right? And everybody got one, right? All right. All right. But we'll go ahead and begin. Brother Frank, what does the word Genesis mean? All right. All right. All right, begin. That's all. Brother, what do Exodus mean? Taking? Going out. Going out. All right, you're going to see that. Question on that. Tie that into bondage to grace and truth. They was in bondage. Tie it into us being in bondage, right? We're going to tie it as an antitype. Am I right? All right? All right? Brother, what does the word Leviticus mean? Reference to the priesthood. That's right. In relationship to Jesus being our what? High priest. Am I right? See, it's a coming out of. As Jesus being our high priest, we are our priest. Am I right? The reason why we can pray for our sins to be what? But forgiven, amen. See, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just, because we all priests. And Jesus went into the tabernacle once and for all, like in the Old Testament, the Holy of Holies, and he atoned for our sins, am I right? And that's what that is. See, you got to understand that. That's what that's for. And Deuteros, and you'll see that is a repeating of the law. It's a Deuteros, the word Deuteronomy, Deuteros mean a repeating of the law. He reinforced the law. See, and that's what that means. See, all those questions that tie that in, okay? So come back next Lord, they have them done, and we will go ahead and go a little bit further. So let's go to the book of James, okay? Go ahead, my brother. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute, bro. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. I'll do it. If they can run the marathon, I can walk here. You hold on to it then, okay? Since you're going to walk me, as a man thinking, you hold on to it. I come a little bit closer between you and Frazier.
I'm talking back to you.
All right, go ahead, my brother.
Now, what I was going to add for that, Al.
Go ahead, my brother.
Just to back up what you're saying, you know, even in our class when I'm teaching now, you've been hearing me refer a lot to having a foundational understanding of
right.
The gospel. This helps with what you're doing and what you're trying to do. Because so many times we get discouraged as Christians because we feel like we have to be able to answer everything with a passage or a verse that says, thou shalt not.
Right.
Well, Christians just got to learn that that's not going to always be the case.
That's right.
So when we get a foundational understanding
right.
of the scriptures, know what the beginning is all about, know what it all means, it's easier for us to explain what we believe to other people.
That's right.
Without that foundational understanding, like you're trying to give us now, to know where we came from, how we got where we're at today.
That's right.
It's real important. And
that's right.
I plan to do it more and more in my class.
That's right.
And I appreciate what you're doing here.
That's right. Thank you, brother. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And see, Brother Frazier told me today he got something he's going to give us. So he's going to bring that. We're going to add. See, if you got something that's spiritual value, bring it to us. Amen. Right. See, because we in this together, right? We one body, 1 Corinthians 12, well, right? But has many members. Amen. We all got it by one spirit. Am I right? So what we're saying, it's not my show. It's our show. Amen. So if you got something you run in, Bible, see, basic instructions before what? She asked me that question. I said, I don't know what it is. But see, I know now. Because now you told me I saw it somewhere else, okay? So let's go ahead and begin our study today in the book of James, okay? Y'all with me? All right. Now, anytime you don't want no more, don't take no more. Amen. Am I right? I ain't mad with you. That's between you and the Lord. Amen. So when they pass these around, if you don't want them, or if you taking them and don't do nothing with them, don't take them. Because that's poor stewardship. Amen. Am I right? See, we giving it to you, and then you're not doing nothing with it. Amen. See, the Lord money print this stuff. Amen.
Right.
See, the Lord money, a part of the work of the church, Ephesians 4:12, right? Save souls, but never for the saint, and the edifying of the body, right? You can mark that in your Bible, Ephesians 4:12. That's what the work of the church is.
Right.
Save souls, benevolence for the saints. And then the third thing, to edify the body. This is all part of edifying the body, amen. Edifying the body is a two-phase thing, amen. See, did you not know edifying the body is letting your light shine? Amen. We have a spiritual responsibility one to another by being brothers and sisters in Christ because we're heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Romans 8:16-17, amen. This thing needs to be so important that when we see brethren that don't come to church, or we see brethren who are being a little slow for, we need to be on the telephone, we need to be emailing, we need to be twilling, we need to be doing whatever we need to do to try to snatch that brother back. Because guess what, brother? You don't want to get too far. Because see, we leave you unattended and nobody never do anything about it, sooner or later, it may be a strong delusion. Amen.
Right.
But we take this stuff for granted. Amen. See, when you don't come to church, your phone need to be blown up. You should have to cut your phone off. I mean, you should have so many emails. I mean, you should have, if you know how to tweet, if you know how to Facebook, if you know how to post, whatever they do on that thing. I mean, they do it for everything else. Am I right? See, we need to stay in contact with the brethren because that devil's a roaring lion. Amen. Am I right? That's the reason why I don't have no problem coming to John. I don't have no problem coming to Frazier. I don't have no problem coming to some of the faithful brothers. I ain't going to come to you if you ain't faithful. Because the blind can't lead the blind. You can't help yourself. I know you can't help me. Amen. Mm-hmm. And not a lot of y'all say, well, he talked too much. He just tell all this business. Well, who can I tell it to? Amen. If I can't tell it to my brothers and sisters, I can't tell it to the world because the world can't do nothing to help me. Amen.
Right.
The world can't do nothing to help me. Amen. But I know through the power of the word of God, Romans 1:16, and through your strength, and through your strength, and through your strength, if I'm honest with myself, that I can come to you, if I hear you, you have gained a brother. Amen.
Right.
So I'm going to sit here and let these things build up on me. And I get more miserable and more miserable, more depressed, as they say, more depressed. I don't believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Right.
Philippians 4:11, for the state you find yourself in, be what?
Content.
See, contentment means being satisfied, amen. But the word of God got to bring the contentment.
Yeah.
Money can't do it, amen. Jobs can't do it, amen. See, material things can't do it, 1 Corinthians 3:1. See, he said you can't understand because you're what? Carnal. See, you can't be spiritual. You need to mark that verse. See, you can't be spiritual if you're carnal. Because
right.
The seed can't penetrate, amen.
Yeah.
Am I right? See, so we need to change our mindset. How we think. Some of y'all are so private, you don't want to tell nobody nothing until it's too late. See, sometimes it gets too late. Then when it happened, then when the fall really fall, and that fall is so great, then you come to the church. Then it's a possibility. We can't do nothing now. Because that devil has such a stronghold. Amen. He wraps you around like an albatross. He squeezes you. Until you kill you. Amen. And you don't want to get that point. And you don't have to get that point if you understand the word of God. So you can say what you want to say. Yeah, I talk too much, but I'm talking about my own spirituality. Amen. I'm not going to sit up here and have a problem and not know how to deal with it when I know brethren who may be able to. You may say, well, you're the preacher. That's all right. You're my brother too. You're my sister too. See, I can come to a sister just as much as I can come to a brother. Amen. Sisters know just as much sometimes as brothering. Amen. Am I right? Yep. See, in relationship, to build my spirit, and that's the mindset. See, people look at churches, how many members you got, how much money you take up, what kind of ministries you're doing, what they're doing. That ain't the work of the church. You know, the work of the church is that we work out our salvation. That's the only reason why we're here. That we get to heaven, amen. That's no other reason that we get to heaven, amen. So what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what does it profit you to do something that you can't back up in the world just to satisfy the flesh? Amen. And that's the point that we're saying. Okay, let's go to James, okay? We got to move on. Good to see y'all today. Amen. All right. So we're going to redo our bulletin. We're going to start putting emails on there, okay? And we're going to put on there that you're able to text, okay? And we're going to get it done this week, okay? And we're going to work on that. So you can have the email, the text. If you twirl it, I don't know how to twirl it yet, but I got a twirl it. I don't know how to twirl it. I'm going to learn how to twirl it, but I don't know how to twirl it, okay? But I'm going to learn how to twirl it, okay? But because we're going to use everything for Jesus, amen, right, in relationship to this social networking, amen. All right, let's go ahead and begin, James. Y'all with me? Don't it make sense?
Amen.
It's good to be a Christian, amen. 1 John 5:13, these things were written that we may what?
No.
Mark that one, 1 John 5:13. That's what we want to do. No. All right, here we go. Here we go. Blessed is the man. Hope you understand this. Verse 7. That's a scary verse, verse 7, right? For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Why? That next verse, he's double-minded, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Number one, he hadn't what? Decreased in order to increase in order to be what? Exalted. Amen. Why? Back up to verse 3. See, my brother count it all joy. See, why do we count it all joy? Because we know that the trial or testing of your faith worketh patience. See, the testing of your faith. How can your faith be tested when no faith is there? How can patience come when no faith is there? How can contentment come if no faith is there? See, that accountability sheet, you can check that box all you want to, but if you're not studying every day, you're not studying the Word of God, you're not maturing your faith, you're not perfecting, you're not growing. You can tell whether you're growing, amen. You know how you can, what sign that you can tell where you're growing, whether you want to be here or not? Amen. See, you're just here, but you don't really want to be here. You got a faith problem. Amen. See, that's one sign. Amen. See, one sign that you're growing. Amen. Every opportunity, you're picking up your cell phone, you're picking up your iPad, you're picking up your Android, you're picking up your tablet, and you just boom, 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 boom. My wife was laughing at me the other day. I had an iPad on this end, had a laptop on this end, had a Bible on this end, had all three of them working at the same time. Had all back them all at the same time. Why? Because I'm trying to get all I can, all right? And the iPad, good. Thank you for the Takata. That is, I can go to Takata, or I can go to Olive Tree, or I can go to a program, what it may be. John gave me a program now that talk back to me. It read the Bible to me. Amen. It's there, brother, and use it. Amen. But it's no good if you don't have that desire for faith to work. See? That desire, a hunger and thirst, that's what he's saying here. He said, knowing this, you got to know this, that the testing of your faith, the trying of your faith, that word trying can be tested, can be proven, right?
Right.
Proven of your faith, it can work patience, amen. It can make you be a better husband, better understanding wife, better worker. It can make you better all the way around because see what it do, it works and make you better and better and better, but the word of God gonna be there because faith is there. Amen.
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 Right.
Ain't that wonderful? Y'all understand that?
Yes, sir.
See, you have a problem getting along with people. Or you may say, nobody don't like me. Or you may say, well, I need to be a better husband. I need to be a better wife. This the answer right here. It's called faith. Amen. That gives you that patience, that gives you that understanding, that gives you that peace of mind. See, then but let patience have a perfect work. And when that patience begins to work, then, here we go, Frazier, read what it says here. Three things. You're going to be perfect, and what the other word is?
In time.
You're going to be in time. Number three, what? You ain't want nothing. See, this world ain't got nothing to give me. I want nothing in this world, amen.
Right.
This world is not my home, amen.
Right.
1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither thing that in the world. The only thing the world can give me is comfortability. Nothing else I don't need from it. The only reason why I'm in the world, because to get to heaven, you got to get in the world. Amen. You can't get to heaven without being born. Amen. And then you got to be born again. Amen. Amen. In order to that first death, in order to have a good second death. Amen. Am I right? And the only way you're going to be born again, you got to love God. Amen. Then when you love God, you're going to do what? Keep his commandments. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Am I right? See, so when that happens, when you know this, that the trial of your faith, see, worketh patience, then your spirit going to be, that's the spirit you want. Amen. You're going to begin to grow. You're going to be in the perfect. You're going to be entire. And you're not going to want nothing. Amen. See, those silly holidays ain't going to mean nothing to you. Amen. That's for the world. Amen. You're going to love your wife 365 days a year. Amen. Amen. What good is one day when you cuss one another all the rest of the days? See, some of y'all missed that. But one day going to be a good day. But 364 been bad. Y'all understand what I'm saying? See, you love 365 days. Amen. Am I right? Mm-hmm. See, but that mindset got to be there. Amen. The reason why I'm building on this here, because see, here we go. Repetitions. Amen. Repetitions. Why he keep talking about accountability? Why he keep talking about studying? Why he keep talking about going to Oak Mountain? Why he keep talking about doing this? Because that's what we need. We need faith. We need the word. It got to get in us. Amen. If we don't get there, see, this ain't going to work. Amen. Some of y'all smiling, some of you not. I don't know why. Hang on, that's all I'm going to say. Amen. Somebody eating something, right? All right, you had something good. Don't make you smile. How must I? Am I right? I had some pancakes yesterday. They were good. I was smiling. All right. Then I threw about 4 pieces of bacon and I was smiling. Why? Because it was good. Am I right? Am I right? See, Barry sometimes when he don't know when he hit plate, he says, good. He started laughing. Am I right? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Am I right? See, when Millie Jackson started playing, what you start doing? Y'all do. Am I right? You ever riding down the road and your song come on? And don't tell me you ain't got none. Amen. Amen. And that song come on, you say, oh! I don't know why he said, ooh. Y'all know what I'm talking about? See, one thing about y'all, y'all won't tell the truth. Am I right? I got one I've been had 30 years. It means less and less to me now because of my growth period, amen. But I still like to hear. I heard some people singing the other day and one smoking. I got mad. Because nobody can't sing like smoking. Robinson, that is, not Norval. Y'all say, who is smoking Norval? But anyway, but see, the word of God should do the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. Am I right? The word of God should do the same thing, because he said, my brother, what we try to do? Count it all joy, right? Because you drop down to verse 12, he said, you are blessed, right? And then I know two words. See, joy and blessed. Joy and blessed. Is what you want to do. You want to be joy and you be blessed. Because see, you can't be blessed if you don't get this here. You ain't going to get it. Because see, you got to do all this here, all the way down to verse number 12, to be blessed. Right? Am I right? Mm-hmm. See, you got to be perfect, you got to be entire, and you got to be wanting nothing because, my brethren, you know. That is, you got that mindset, right? Mm-hmm. It's there. 66 books, 39, 27, 5, 12, 5, 17. Like Randy said, Wednesday night. He said, brother Al, you got anything? 5. I said, yeah, break it down. Major, minor. He said, put it on the paper. I said, hush. But see, I'm glad he said that because he know, amen. Because if he didn't know, he know what it said that, am I right? See, he knew when I said name the five part. See, 4 part, was it 5 or 4? 5. He said, it ain't before. That's what he said, it ain't before. I said, yes, it is 5. It's five because you got but major and minor. Am I right? But I'm glad he brought that question up because it was a good question because really it's the law, the history, the poetry, and the prophets, right? Mm-hmm. But it is five if you break them down, major and minor, right? Mm-hmm. But see, by him making that statement, let me knew that he knew what we were talking about. Amen.
Right.
Amen. And some of y'all might say, well, what you talking about? Amen. Well, you saying that because, see, you don't have a book. Am I right? Y'all get your book out. Hold your book up if you got one. Hold up high. All right, hold it up. All right? And see, in that book, open your book. All right, open that book. Amen. See. Am I right? Open up. It's going to tell you. All right. Which one want to use, John? Division of the Old Testament. Here it is right here. Yes, sir. Division of the Old Testament. That's what we're going to use. Because you got division of the Old Testament, right? And on my neck, I got division of the word. Amen. Now, if you ain't got no book, you'd be knocking me down. How can I get one? Right?
Right.
Am I right? See, this thing in my back seat all the time. See? I take it in the house with me like I take my cell phone in the house. Amen. See, because you never know when you what need it. Mm-hmm. You never know when you're in a Walmart parking lot. You never know when you're between appointments. You never know when you got some downtime. Amen. When you go pick up your book, pick up your iPad, pick up your Android or your iPhone, and you begin to study, but you got these books here. You may want to do a study on the book of what? Leviticus.
Right.
See, he talked about the high priest, right? You may want to go to the book of Hebrews. You may want to go to the book of Peter and want to read about the high priest. Am I right? Am I right? See, you may want to read chapter 8, 9, 10. Mm-hmm. See, you may want to go to Peter and read about what Peter said about high priest. Amen. And tie all this in here to what we're saying here when we talk about Leviticus. But you can't do it if you don't have your what? Your book. Am I right? Just to give you that knowing. Amen. See, how can you come to Bible class when you don't have your book? Amen. See, making you think, right? It's examination time. Am I right? Am I right? See, that's the reason why I say people are going to see the book. They're going to say, well, I want a copy of that. Well, see, if you ain't got past the book of Acts, you don't need this book. Or if you here and you're already a Christian, but you in sin and you hadn't repented, amen, you don't need this book.
Amen.
Because what you need to do is the first principle, the first argument that you need to do is to get back right, amen. Because you can have the book. What good is the book when sin is there, amen. Because
right.
The seed ain't going to penetrate, amen. Am I right?
Right?
Did I say it right?
You said it right?
If I'm wrong, y'all correct me. So we got to tell it just the way it is. Amen. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Because see, you're not going to know. Look at verse 3. See, you're not going to perfect. See, you're not going to end time. You're not going to want nothing. Why? Because the next verse, verse 5, says you're going to lack what? Wisdom. See, you're going to lack wisdom.
Right.
See, you're going to lack wisdom. Amen. See, you're going to lack knowledge. You can't know what you don't know. You're going to lack it. It's not going to be there. Amen. So that's what's wrong with the church today. The church lack wisdom. Because see, if the church had wisdom, if the church knew, they wouldn't be fighting the word of God. They wouldn't be quenching the spirit. Amen. It's like the man said on TV. He said, well, regardless of what Pope Benedict do, we're still guided by the Spirit. I said, you're right. The devil's spirit. Because you sure not guided by the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Because the Holy Spirit don't teach what y'all are saying. Don't have words like a clave, the Pope. See, it don't have words fallible, infallible. See, it went on to say, they say even Peter would be upset. The Apostle Peter would be really upset. Wouldn't he? For them using his name. Mm-hmm. Amen. See, tomorrow on Fox 6 at 10 o'clock, you know that man to be at Sam's on Lakeshore? They call him the Apostle of Lakeshore. I'm scared to get on Lakeshore now. You better be careful with the NARS tomorrow. No, he won't be out there with all those signs. See? And you know what? You know, a brother told me this here, a brother who's a member of the church. He said, He said, you know, we make a lot of them signs for him. And you know, we just give them to him. We just give him them signs because he makes so he come and all the signs, but he also meant a lot of them we just give it to him. I said, brother, do you know you are partaking in his evil deed? He looked at me. Why you say that? You're partaking his evil deeds. Amen. Because see what he's doing, promoting the doctrines of devils. Amen. Now, it may look good. It may have zeal. You may say, man, he's doing an outstanding thing. I mean, you be riding now, he's got a sign saying, honk. People be honking like they ain't got a good sign. Don't they? But the zeal, but not according to what? See, and that's the point that I'm saying. Why? Because he don't know. Why? Because he lacks patience. And that's the problem with the church. They don't know. See, what we're giving you, we're giving you to know. So you can what? Perfect. So you can tie. So you can want nothing, right? So you can let patience work. Isn't that what you want? So you can have joy, right? So you can be blessed. Tie joy, verse number 2 to verse 12. That's what we want to do. We want to be blessed. Am I right? Y'all with me? Am I right? Right? Yeah, but see, you got to have all this here, because verse 7, he says in verse 7, for let the man think, underline that word think, that's mindset. Don't you even think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. Now, that ain't dogmatic. I don't know what it is. That's straight to the point, right? Mm-hmm. And the reason why the Lord say that, because see, it ain't his fault that you don't get it. It's your fault and my fault that we don't get it, because what he have done, he's given us the perfect law of liberty. Amen. Right. So the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16, right? Mm-hmm. So he gave us everything we need, right? Mm-hmm. So if you don't get it, if I don't get it, well, who to blame? Our fault. See? And that's the point that we need to understand. Now let's go to verse 12. Y'all with me? Blessed is the man. We talked about that endureth temptation. For when he is tested, when he is proved, he shall receive a crown of life. He shall receive a crown of life. All right? And right, Revelation 2:10. Right? Be thou faithful unto death, and only receive a crown of life, which... Watch it. The Lord had promised to them that love him.
Right.
See, which the Lord promised to them that love him. Now hold your spot right there and go to 1 John. I want to tie that in, and then I'm going to give you a bunch of scriptures. We might not be able to talk about them today, but let me give them to you. 1 John 5:1. The reason why I want to say that, when the Lord promised to them, if you got your Bible, by that word them, write your name. See? To them, that's you, right? Christians, right? Am I right?
Right.
Who have done all the above, right? Now, if you ain't done all the above, don't put it there. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
That love him, and then 1 John 5:1, who is truly born again. Right?
Mm-hmm.
See, you have not been born again, you're not them, right? If you're not them, you're not going to get the promise, right? Am I right? Verse 7, if you think, verse number 7, see, that he shall receive anything of the Lord, you got nothing coming. Right? Because over 1 John 5:1, he talks about whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God, and everyone that loveth him, that begotten loveth him also, that is begotten of him. Right? By this we know. See, we know this, that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's a truly born again. So that's one who loves him. See, love is one who's begotten of the Father. How you begotten of the Father? Through obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And obedience is love. Amen. See, we who keep his commandments, right? Amen. That's truly one who is born again. Amen. In relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Now, I'm going to give you some scriptures right quick, and I just want you to write them down, okay? We might not, and you can look at them this week, but next week we'll talk about them in relationship to what that word means in relationship to that word promise. the immutability of God, and that God will not lie in relationship to that word promise, and that is, this is the promise which he promised us, even life eternal, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Titus chapter 1 and 2. Write that one down there. Titus 1, 2. See, Revelation 2:10 is a promise. Be thou faithful unto death. All right? Revelation 2 and 10. 2 Timothy 4, 8. He talks about a crown of glory that we're going to receive. 1 Peter 5, 4. All right? 1 Peter 5 and 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 25. All right, victory. All right, and by each of those words, when you go to the scripture, just write down when you go to that scripture, if it says crown of life, victory, crown of life, what each reference means to in relationship, because the key word is going to be a promise, right? See, promise to them who love him, who is born again. Because see, what we want to do now is reinforce, right, what we're going to receive. Amen. Based on being blessed. Amen. Based on being blessed when we endure temptation. See, that's a blessing. Amen. That word blessing means to be happy. Amen. And that's what I want you to see. That's what I want us to see. And I want to engrave within our mindset. Because see, some of us don't believe. I don't understand what we got. When we call ourselves Christians, amen. Amen. Because if you understood it, and you knew the benefits of a promise that God going to give you, you know what? You'd be calling me. When the brother going to meet again? You praying for me? What can I do for you? You understand what I'm saying? It's like you looking for overtime. Hey, do I have to work extra today? Can I work tomorrow? I know I'm out. Do you need me? Y'all know what I'm talking about? And y'all know what, y'all been there, amen? Am I right? Because see, what has happened is, y'all remember that last question? On that thing I sent you? 8 reasons or 8 steps? And that last one, I knew I shouldn't have done that. Y'all didn't get it? The 8 questions that you need to ask if you're in financial trouble? Y'all didn't get it? Mm-hmm. The last one, you know you're in trouble when you say, and when you buy it, and later on, you say, I knew I shouldn't have done that. I need to send it again. And I will. I looked at it the other day. I got on my iPad. I looked at it. Because I read it. See? I read it.
What?
Oh, you got it too? Oh, I thought you saw. You're hitting on your heart. I thought something was on me again. There was a fly in here, but he didn't like what I was saying, so he left. Y'all tried to hit him. I said, he going to leave, because he don't like what I'm going to tell y'all. He left too, didn't he? Am I right? It'd be like people who get this church mixed up with one up the street, and they come here, and they see what they don't like. They leave, don't they? That fly was the same way. Is he flying around anymore? All right. And you hitting your chest, I didn't know what's wrong with you. You got it? Amen? See, and that's the point. See, I want you to see. I want you to see what we got, amen, and the benefit we got based on the promise to those who love him because we endure temptation, and that's the reason why we are blessed, amen. It's a privilege being a Christian, amen. It's good being saved, amen. We need to get excited about it, amen. Amen. Don't sit there and look like, he's going to the same talk he talk about every Sunday, the same thing. He's been going through these same verses for 6 months. Won't he move on? You don't want me to move on. Because the next few verses, it's going to be tough. And we're going to talk about it this morning through a slide presentation. So I got me some slides back. All right. Verse 14 and 15. All right? See, because see, when you get down, see, he really breaks it down, don't he, Terry? He tells us, see, what sin is, right? And then he tells us how to handle sin, right? See, and I want to spend time with that to see that, okay? But I'm telling you, these folks who ain't here, they ain't gonna know what I'm talking about. They're going to be here, but they don't know what I'm talking about because they ain't got all the rest of it, right? Am I right? See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Then, did I get 1 Corinthians 9?
Yeah.
Huh? Did I get that one?
9:24.
Okay, Proverbs 1:9. 1 Corinthians 9:25. In Proverbs 1:9. 1 Timothy 2:5. In 1 Timothy 2:11. And let me give you a word that I want you to type, a Greek word that I want you to look at, okay? And this is the Greek word I want you to look at and tie out that in. Here we go. It's three words, okay? It's T-O-I-S. A-G-A-P-O-S-I-N. And the last word is A-U-T-O-N. A-U-T-O-N. And that's T-O-I-S-A-G-A-P-O-S-I-N. A-U-T-O-N. Now, go back to James. See, and what this is in reference to. Everybody got it? Uh-oh. Three words, three different words. T-O-I-S is one word. All right, I'm sorry. T-O-I-S is one word. I'm sorry. It's three different words. Three different words that I'm going to give you. I start, scratch it out. Scratch them out. All right? And I'm going to give it to you. Look up at me. It's three different words that I'm going to give you. All right?
Yeah.
And you got to be writing three different words.
All right.
The first word you want to write down is T-O-I-S.
All right.
Stop. Space. The second word you want to write down is A-G-A-P-O-S-I-N. Stop and put a space. A-U-T-O-N. All right? And what that simply means, what that is, based on the promises that God promise us what you're going to see, right? That simply means to them that love him. That's what that phrase means. To them that love him. That's the Greek to what that word means. To them that love him. See, not those, listen now, who once loved him.
That's right.
See, but it's one who loved him and continued on. Like John 8:31. If you continue my word, indeed you shall be my disciple, right? You shall know the truth. See, it's not, see, one who loved him. See, one time we may have loved our wife, but we don't love her no more.
Uh-oh.
Amen. You stop loving. You start tolerating. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
See, you don't want that. You are a love that is, see, make no difference how long you've been mad, but that love continue to grow. That's the love that we have. That's what perfecting means, brethren. Amen. See, that's what growing means. Amen. That not only did we love yesterday, but we love today. And guess what? We're going to love Monday. God. Amen. And if you hear, amen, and you love God that way, guess what? You're going to love your brother the same. Because, see, you can't love God that way and hate your brother. Because you're going to violate the promise, right? Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you hadn't endured temptation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Anytime sin come in and we don't repent, we break it. We break the cycle, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And that's what that word means. So go back and look at it. When you look at it, it's going to give you a deeper meaning than what I'm going to give you. But that's what it means. And when I give you these words, I want you to go back and look at them. And literally, all you have to do, I'm telling you, Google it in. We live in a world so simple. Google it in. Click it. And it'll pop up. Am I right? Did you do it? Did it pop up? Yeah, he'll do it. He got a tablet right there. Amen. Now, if you bring your tablet, it's Roll Tide 1. If you ever want to get on the internet here or get on our Wi-Fi, It's Roll Tide One. Because, see, I'm telling you, people, it's coming, but people are going to leave Bibles at home and bring it. I did the other day when you preached. I don't like it. Rewind, I don't like it. See, he would preach it, and I was clicking, but I was doing more clicking than I was listening. Amen. I was trying to listen to you, then I was trying to click to get to where he was going. Because you know you had to click, 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 click to get there. Then, but you could grow to get better than that. But what I don't like about it, I like the book. I can write, I can mark. That's just me. Terry loves it. You may love it. And that's what you want to do? Fine. Amen. I ain't got no problem with it. Okay? We living in that world. Amen. Mm-hmm. Am I right? Mm-hmm. See, so you living every day with it. So my, let's live with Jesus in it. Amen. Mm-hmm. Am I right? Mm-hmm. And I ain't mad with you. All right. Go ahead, my brother. You got to speak on?
Yeah, I didn't know it was on, but yeah.
Yeah, you did, but go ahead.
Add John 14, 15, and 15, 14 to that.
John 14, 15. Believe, praise the Lord.
And 15, 14.
John, if you love me, you'll keep my commandment, right? That was it?
Yeah, that's 14, 15.
Okay, what 15, 14 say?
14 is, I'm just going by, it tells you that if you continue to do the thing that I say, then that's the expression of it.
Yeah. See, John 14, 15, you're going to tie that back in to what we're saying here, that is, to them that love him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to tie that in. See, that love got to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing about that love talk.
Mm-hmm.
See, love do talk through action. Amen. You can talk that love, amen, but just don't bring no paycheck. Just give it to somebody else before you get there.
Uh-oh.
And you see. Now he came back or he know I'm about through. All right? That's the fly. Y'all with me? Don't that make sense? Y'all with me? All right. Any questions? Y'all enjoying it? All right. Now, this morning we're going to talk about 13, 14, 15, especially 14, 15. We're going to tie that in to a little lesson that I prepared for you. But we're going to go back to that. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I read that 15, 14 says, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And that's how you said it.
That's right. If you're a friend. And then look up that scripture that talked about a friend of the world is an enemy of what? Where did I find that?
James
what? Find that and tie that into John 14, 15, John 15, 14. See, to be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Amen. And tie that all in there. You write it in James. Finding that out and see what that is right there. And tie it all in. Because, see, a lot of us can't be a friend of God, John 15, 14, because the world is our friend. Right? And you don't want that. Y'all got it? James 4, 4. James 4, 4. That's what it is. James 4, 4. Okay? All right, we thank you so much being with us. If you need a book, we're going to get you a sheet. Everybody got your sheet. We're going to do that next week, okay? And we don't have time, about 5 minutes. Y'all bring it ready to go, all right? And we're going to go from there. All right, let's pray together.